Good morning, everybody. Oh, look it. Just wait. It's going to be so perfect. With it beaming in right into your eyes on this side of the room. It's good. Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. Sunshine almost if I had a day that I could give to you, I'd give to you a day just like today.
Oh, it's so nice that it's sunny.
If I had a song that I could sing for you, I'd sing a song that makes you feel this way.
Sunshine on
my shoulders makes me happy.
Sunshine.
If I had a tale that I could tell you, I'd tell a tale that's sure to make you smile.
Make you smile.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.
Makes me happy.
Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water. Almost always makes me high. Sunshine on my shoulders.
On my shoulders.
Makes me happy. Sunshine.
Sunshine in my
Sunshine is our opening song, makes us happy. Great way to start the day. I do want to start by talking about the fact that Reverend Pat is still on vacation. And we celebrate him and know that he's enjoying time with family, and we look forward to him returning next Sunday. There's lots of other announcements I'm going to quickly go through, but know that there's even more that's listed in your bulletin. In the insert, you will find the slate of the three candidates who the nominating committee is putting forth for the two positions that will be open for election on our board at the annual meeting. This afternoon, you're invited to join us for the Labyrinth Workshop at 1:30. Lisa Moriarty, who is facilitating that workshop, is a certified Labyrinth facilitator. She owns a company called Paths for Peace, where she designs both indoor and outdoor labyrinths. And I have really been looking forward to this, so I hope you come back and join us this afternoon. Also today, after each service, we have information sessions in the meditation room about becoming a prayer chaplain. So if you've had just a calling in your heart, or if some aspect of being a prayer chaplain has really been calling to you, I'd invite you to step in and get more information. Talk to Margie and Karen and just get a feel for what's going on and start exploring if it's yours to do, because that process is starting to unfold. Including a workshop next Sunday. So, and then this Tuesday, Reverend Jeanette is beginning a class on meditation practices. And this class is available for SEE credit. We are collecting hats and headbands for children with cancer, and you can bring those in through Sunday, February 1st. This is the part of the program I talked about last week, a six-year-old named Aubrey who is wanting to collect hats and headbands for the children with cancer at the Children's Hospital and give them with Valentine's cards on Valentine's Day. We are hosting a volunteer appreciation brunch on January 31st, and you can pick up your ticket to the brunch in the bookstore. And next Sunday, we do have the prayer workshop that I mentioned earlier, and that's for those, it's required for anyone who's on the path to becoming a prayer chaplain, and it's open to anyone who might be interested. And mark your calendars. February 8th, Greg Lavoie is coming back. He's been here a couple of times in the past. He wrote the book Callings. He has a new book that has just come out. We have copies of it in the bookstore. Again, this is one I have really been looking forward to showing up on our calendar. We've had it scheduled for a while because this book was planning to come out. If you have your cell phone or other electronic devices with you, now would be a great time to take them out, to silence them, and give yourself the gift of this hour, and also to all of those around you. It would be a great gift. While you have your phone out, if you're so inclined and are checking in on Facebook, you could check in and let your friends know where you're at and that they would be welcome here. There are many, many more classes and activities going on that you'll find listed in your bulletin. You'll find flyers out in the garden court. You could call the office during the week, truly. We want you to have the opportunity to become involved in whatever way suits you best, and this is a great place to become involved. And one way we become involved in the service on Sunday is to join together in prayer. So I invite you, those of you here in the sanctuary, those of you joining us online, to truly take a moment. Take a moment and touch spirit. Turn to the heart. And be fully present right now. Connect together, heart to heart, for there is no distance. Wherever we are, God is, and we are one. For this opportunity to know this truth, we are truly grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Amen. And we are truly grateful for this magnificent Minnesota day. Can we applaud this day? And let's connect even deeper heart to heart as we affirm together the affirmations that you will find printed in your bulletin. We begin by affirming together our mission statement. Together, we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. And our vision together, We are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. And today's affirmation, if we would affirm that together. In all things, my faith in God guides me. And we have on-duty Unity prayer chaplains, if they would please stand. These individuals arrived early. They are here to hold sacred space, to support you with affirmative prayer. So whatever might be in your heart, your joys, your concerns, your answered prayer, opportunities for prayer, I truly invite you to seek out a prayer chaplain and allow them to join you in holding the high watch. Thank you for the gift of your service. If we could all stand now and join them and sing together the song, God, You Are. The words are printed in your bulletin.
Big thanks to Debbie Sheriff for helping us out today.
God, You are every mountain. God, You are every ocean. God, You are every canyon, every inch of earth and sky. God, You are every morning. God, You are every midnight. God, You are every moment, every second of my life. Everything I see, everything I do, everything I am is You. Springtime, God, You are every snowfall. God, You are every season, every second of my life. Everything I see, everything I do, everything I am is You. Everything above, everything below, everything I know is You.
Spiritual path for spiritual living, and we are grateful we practice practical teachings that help us live a meaningful, healthy, more prosperous life. So we are also an open and inclusive community. So therefore, one of our favorite things to do every Sunday morning is to welcome any newcomers that we have today. If you're a newcomer today, please raise your hand like I raised mine so that we can honor your presence. Yay, God. If you hold them up till our ushers get to you. Thank you. The purple packet you're receiving tells you more about Unity Minneapolis. There's a welcoming CD in the packet. And there's also a pink card in the packet if you choose to fill out any part of it. You can turn it into our bookstore, and we have a surprise for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation, so we can easily recognize you and give you a personal welcome. All of that is important, and yet the most important thing said on this platform every single Sunday morning is that wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are welcome here. Praise God. We welcome you. We bless you. We behold the divine presence within you. And we like to appreciate each other, so of course we will get up. I am so funny. Get up. We will greet each other with a handshake, a smile, a hug, a namaste. Always ask before we hug. Can I ever
stop working out?
Just not.
Chance to speak with the person you wanted to speak with. We invite you to join us in our Friendship Hall following the service today and for some refreshments as well. And for our next song, Gonna Have a Little Faith, we invite you to remain seated. Thank you.
All right, you can sit down, but you better sing with some spunk.
That's right. I think that we should sing the first verse twice.
I like this song you wrote, Lori.
I did. It reminds me of Bible camp. In fact, on the paper it says, with a nice Bible camp boom chick backbeat. Here we go. It goes like, gonna have a little faith. Gonna have a little faith. That everything's gonna be all right. Gonna have a little trust. Trust in myself. I'm seeing exactly what is right. Gonna have a little courage. Gonna have no fear. Gonna make my mark.
Hey,
I'm gonna write it clear.
What you gonna do?
Gonna have a little faith. Gonna have a little faith.
When?
Right now. Right
soon
now.
Soon again.
Gonna have a little faith. Gonna have a little faith. That everything gonna be all right. Gonna have a little trust. Trust in myself. I'm seeing exactly what is right. Gonna have a little courage. Gonna have no fear. Gonna make my mark. Gonna write it clear. Gotta have a little faith. Gonna have a little faith. Right now. Right now. I'm ready to soar, I'm ready to fly, and everything's gonna be alright. I'm ready to let my light shine and ride the wave of life. Don't let it pass me by. I'm gonna live out my dreams, then dream some more. I'm free, it seems. Gonna have to soar. I'm ready to fly right now, right now.
This is a little different, but not hard.
I don't know why I keep waiting to do the things I'm destined for. I don't know why I keep hoping that someone else will open that door. There's only now, right now. And everything's gonna be alright. Seems I've been stuck in myself.
Thinking
that easy was easier than right. Gonna have a little courage. Gonna have no fear. Gonna make my mark. Gonna write it clear. Gonna have a little faith. Gonna have a little faith. Right now. Rising,
now,
gonna
come
have,
on now.
Gonna have a little faith.
Gonna have a little faith.
Gonna have a little
gonna
faith.
Gonna have a little faith.
Right now. Right now.
now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of the Lord's Prayer. As the usher brings down the prayer box, your prayers, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed for an additional 30 days. The word for today is opportunity. We affirm, I open my mind and heart to dynamic new ideas. By opening my heart and mind, I expand my spiritual vision and encompass a wider view. A fresh perspective allows me to perceive new and unexpected ideas. I am no longer bound by limited thinking and see opportunities I might have previously missed. I am seeing with new eyes. When I look beyond my own needs and desires and strive to serve others, my intuitive nature awakens. I align with the inner timing of life. I know when to wait and when to boldly move ahead. I trust my inner guidance and relax with inner assurance. As I expand my view to new opportunities, I proceed with full confidence. I am happy and grateful for my positive perspective of life. And scripture says, so whenever we have the opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those, the family of faith. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. And the word for today is opportunity.
We move even deeper into a time of meditation. I invite you, if you're comfortable, to close your eyes, to set aside anything in the outer world which might distract you, and truly open that inner eye, to allow your body to relax into the chair that you are seated in. To allow yourself to surrender to an awareness of the flow of spirit moving in and through you right now. Go to your quiet place. And in this quiet place, take a few deep breaths. And each time you exhale, let go. Just choose to feel only the presence and power of God moving through you right now. And if you find yourself becoming distracted by a sound or a thought or an anxious energy, breathe into it and let it go. Let it go and gently bring your thoughts back to the presence of God, to the one presence and one power at the center of your being. With each breath, know that you are one with infinite love. And allow the energy of love to radiate in every cell of your body, lifting and renewing you. Breathe love in and breathe it out. And in this place of love, I invite you to allow my words to be the words of your heart. It is not I, but the Christ within who does the work. For I am created in the image and likeness of God. I have faith in the strengthening, revitalizing power of my true Christ nature, and I enthusiastically release any obstacles blocking the flow of Spirit moving through me. In faith, I claim health and wholeness in mind, body, and spirit. As I enthusiastically say yes to my highest good, as I listen in a time of silent prayer. We come back together in conscious awareness of this moment. We know and affirm that wherever we are, the light of God shines before us, that we are safe and secure, that God shows us the way to do the good that is ours to do. And we send this healing love forward into the world to do God's work. For this opportunity to join together on this spiritual journey with hearts overflowing, we are grateful. Truly one, one in spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Amen.
Things go wrong, it's natural to wonder what celestial rule did I break. When things go right, it's logical to ponder what credit can I take. But the truth is so much easier. I don't need a master plan. I can live here in the moment, 'cause my life is in good hands. I don't need to know where the wind, 'cause God knows. And I don't need to know what the future holds, 'cause God knows. I need never know how pain ends, how my heart can just let go, 'cause God knows. But still I find I'm crying out for answers. Guess I'm still craving control. I still find I'm afraid of taking chances, as if I could damage my soul. But at this moment I remember, and it comes so clear to me, that the minute I surrender, I'm as safe as I can be. Don't need to know what the future holds, 'cause God knows. I need to never know how pain ends, how my heart will mend. I can just let go, 'cause God knows. Oh, I need never know how pain ends, how my heart will mend. I can just let go.
Today I want to talk to you about how we use our faith. But before I get started, I want to read to you the definition of faith by our co-founder, Charles Fillmore, from the Revealing Word. And it's a little lengthy, so hang in there, because it's really worth it. So, Fillmore says, faith is the spiritual assurance, the power to do the seemingly impossible. It is a magnetic power that draws unto us our heart's desire from the invisible spiritual substance. Faith is a deep inner knowing that which is sought is already ours for the taking. Now faith is assurance of things hoped for, from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. A close analysis shows that faith is the foundation of all that we do. Jesus spoke of a new condition of the upliftment of the human race. He called it the kingdom of the heavens. He said it must be built upon the foundation typified by Peter, metaphysically the rock, who represents faith in our 12 powers. This is proof that faith is closely related to the enduring, firm, unyielding forms of substance. The development of the faith faculty is a key to spiritual realization. According to your faith, be it done unto you, from Matthew chapter 9, verse 29. Faith in God is the substance of existence. To have faith in God is to have the faith of God. We must have faith in God as our source, the source of all the good we desire. Faith is more than a mere belief. It is the very substance of that which is believed. It works by love. Thoughts of condemnation, enmity, and resistance must be released, and divine love declared. Then faith will work unhindered. Faith working in spiritual substance accomplishes all things. That is the faith that cooperates with creative law. When faith is exercised in spiritual consciousness, it finds its abode and under divine law, without variation or disappointment, it brings results that are seemingly miraculous. That is powerful. Faith. So, how do we use our faith? And why do we need it? Well, I think we all have at times things that we've been hoping for to happen in our lives, or we've faced situations where it just doesn't look like it's going to work out. How are we going to get well? How are we going to get out of debt? Or that job that we need, that we've been looking for. Something we're believing for. It might be a promise or a dream we'd like to see come to pass. And most times, these hopes and dreams, they involve a period of waiting. But unless you've gotten to the point where you're manifesting everything you think, it's probably going to involve using your faith or being frustrated and disappointed that you don't have it. These are the times that we need to use our faith. If you look at the scripture in John chapter 11, verse 22, when Martha told Jesus, "I know, even now, God will do whatever you ask." And my brothers and sisters, that is true for us too. Whatever we ask for in faith, God will do, if it is for our highest good. And we know Unity teaches that the Bible allegories, metaphysically, are our stories, the story of our spiritual unfoldment. Myself, I use these promises from God for the times when I need something that I really need some help with. And last time I spoke, I told of a website that said there are 3,727 promises of God in the Bible. Sweet mother, that's a lot. And I praise God in my own life. I have gotten it down to three or four promises of God when it comes to manifesting the dreams and desires of my heart. The first is Jesus' promise in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek first the kingdom of heavens and all the desires of your heart shall be added. And why will they be added? Because God's will for us is absolute good. The second promise of God that I like is Luke chapter 12, verse 32. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And the third promise is Matthew chapter 9, verse 29. According to your faith, be it done unto you. And then I say a prayer of gratitude. I gotta tell you, it works every time. It really, truly does. And I've learned with each step I take with faith in God, during the difficult times I seem to be experiencing on this human path I've chosen, the more I realize everything is working for my good. I don't like the disappointment or the sadness or the difficulty, but when I use my faith in God, God has never once failed me. Never. I may have momentarily made a negative choice in my thinking, a momentary lack of faith, but when I get my thinking back to my truth, God has never failed me. It was just my forgetting my truth, that I am God's child. I am one with God. And praise God, and all this goes on with God's unconditional love. The Bible says, call it all good. Amen. I don't know about you, but if that's all I have to do to get the desires of my heart, whoa, hold God above all else, the one whose will for me is absolute good, and then keep God's word in everything I do, in all my thoughts, words, and deeds, along with receiving God's unconditional love. I have to say that is the greatest gift in the universe. And if I need to work at my faith, which I do at times, that is a total win-win situation for me. And with Bible verses for those times of lack of doubt, like Acts in 20:24, none of these things shall move me. Or Romans chapter 4, verse 20. Abraham never wavered in faith, but was fully persuaded that God would do what he promised. The promises of God are endless and will get us through any times of doubt. And they are there when we need them. We need to remember to use our faith, and then we can overcome our negative thoughts and see beyond the obstacles in our lives to possibilities and consider God, our truth within, instead of the appearances in our lives. You know, all that seems real cut and dry. It's very clear, step by step, no problem. But on this plane of experience that we have chosen, for me at least, there's a little more work involved for me. And when all the circumstances may tell you you will never accomplish your dreams, you'll never meet the person of your dreams, or you'll never get the job you've been trying so hard to get, or you'll never see your family restored. What do you do? Well, we have to use our faith, knowing God is everywhere present, all-knowing. God is omnipotent, all-powerful, certainly more powerful than any circumstances or obstacles that are in our lives. God already has a way for these appearances and obstacles just to be healed in divine order. And we know God's time is absolute, not relative, that we live in. And please remember, We've all heard of unanswered prayers. The key is we, capital W-E, have a need or desire, but if it's not for our highest good, it may not come to pass. And praise God, it doesn't, because God's love for us is even greater. And I guarantee whatever does come to pass, in its place, will be even better than we ever intended. If we use our faith, I can attest to this myself many, 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 many times. And I have had 9 or 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 dreams or desires in my heart that I wanted to come to fruition. I really wanted them to happen. Some didn't, and praise God, because on reflection, it would have been just a bad situation had it worked out my way. Instead, it worked out differently, and praise God for that, because it was much, much better in the long run. Because never forget, never, God's will for us is absolute good. When God puts a promise in our hearts, the medical report, it may say there's no way you're going to be healed. Nothing. It's not happening. I've experienced that myself. Or the financial situation you're in just does not look good. You're not going to make it. There's no good in it. But these are all appearances, not our truth. Our truth is God is in control, if we allow it. And when God puts a promise in our hearts, it happens. It happens when we allow it. That is the key. And there are some people in this room I know personally have had a couple of these situations that I mentioned. And that was their story. But it wasn't their truth. And they're still standing in faith today with the promises that God has given them and have succeeded. If we keep God's word in our thoughts, words, and deed, even when the wrong thing is happening, we still come out happier, healthier, whole, more prosperous when we use our faith in God. When we ask for guidance, God will direct us. If we use our faith, just like the Israelites, if we keep moving our feet, keep believing, keep having faith after that hardship, after that disappointment, after that breakup, there will be joy, wisdom, love, prosperity, because God's will for us is always the highest good for us. Always. Recently in the news, there was a story of a man that was on a ladder working on an ice dam on his home. And it happened that he slipped on the ladder. He lost his balance. And he fell and broke several ribs. They took him to the hospital and taking care of him. And it just happened that the doctor noticed one of the main arteries in his neck was 98% blocked. He could have had a major stroke at any time. The doctor told the man, "You're a walking time bomb. We need to do a procedure on you right now." This was from something that just happened. Everything went well after they did the procedure. The point is, without the difficulty of falling off that ladder, he would not have known what great danger he was in. My brothers and sisters, Those are what I like to call God jobs. Praise God. Every setback or disappointment that we have, that we experience, when we use our faith, it's not always as difficult as we think, especially when we remember we're never separate from God. Not once. In our thinking, maybe we're separate, but when we go back to our truth, the kingdom of heaven within, we are never separate from God. And we will come out of it as God promises when we use our faith. Every time when those negative appearances happen, it will always be for our highest good if we allow it. When we use our faith with an unmovable confidence, because we know God is in control. God will be there every time we allow it. It's that free will thing. We can do this. When negative thoughts come saying it's never going to happen, your dreams, your hopes, or it's been too long, we choose to let that power, that incident go, and deny the power that it has over us. Because we know where our power is, in the kingdom of heaven within. God the good, the omnipotent. Praise God. And this is not just some time. It's every single time God will be there for us when we allow it, when we do our part, when we use our faith. God didn't bring us this far in life to leave us, particularly when we use our faith in every single situation. One of my favorite songs the choir has done is Never Give Up. Never Give Up. That is such an incredible song. We have it on our podcast on the website. It is powerful. And that's what God does for us. God never gives up on us, never, as long as we allow it. And we've seen it in the past, and we know God will do it now and in the future. All we need is faith the size of a mustard seed. A mustard seed. We can all do that. And all of God's promises are yes and amen. And we know amen means be it unto me. That is a powerful promise right there. So, my brothers and sisters, according to your faith, be it done unto you. I love you. I bless you. I behold the divine within you.
This is for sure a sing-along song. All right. Are you guys ready to do that on this beautiful Sunday morning? Yes? Say yeah! Hey, there you go. All right, now I'm ready.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain. We all have sorrow. If we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me.
Come on.
When you're not strong, I'll be your strength.
Said I will.
I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean.
If I have things you need to borrow,
show. You just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you understand. We all need somebody to lean on.
Lean on me, yeah.
When you're not strong,
when you're not very strong,
I'll be your friend.
Your strength that I will.
I'll help you carry on. For it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
If there is a load you have to bear that you can't.
Well, I can see you.
I'll share your load.
Help me, help
if
me,
you just
help me, help me. What you gonna do?
Lean on me.
When
you're not strong,
when you're not strong, strong.
I will be your
you
strength. I'll help,
help
you carry on.
To come down, and if you're live streaming and you would like to make a donation to Unity Christ Church, there's a button on the top right of your screen that says donate to Unity Christ Church, and if you push that button, it'll bring you to a secure page where you can make a donation with either your credit card or your PayPal account. So if you're giving, if you have your love offering, hold it in your hand. If you're giving it together, hold it with the other person. And we thank Spirit. And I will say our offertory blessing first, and then we'll say it together, and then we'll say it to ourselves quietly. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Together? Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
There will be mountains I will have to climb. There will be battles that I will have to fight. Victory or defeat, it's up to me to decide. How can I expect to win if I never ever tried? Yeah. I just can't give up now. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that this road would be easy, and I don't believe you brought me this far to leave me. I just can't give up now. I've come too far from where I've started from. Nobody told me that this road would be easy, and I don't believe you brought me this far to leave me.
Offerings. We thank you for the gifts that are showered down onto our spiritual community. We thank you for all of the dreams and promises we hope to do here at Unity Christ Church, to do all that we are called to do. And we pray this in the name and through the power of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Have any children out there?
I think so.
We are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. We are walking in the light.
Praise God, and thank you for all of our wonderful adult volunteers. Praise God. So let us, oh, I'm sorry.
Opportunity for the grown-ups in our congregation to join us. We'd like to expand what's happening at our 11:30 service and add an additional kindergarten second grade classroom. If you want to be part of the fun that happens upstairs two Sundays a month, we'd love to have you join us. Sign up in the garden court and I'll call you and we'll figure out how we can make that happen. Thanks.
Thank you. And now let's do our prayer for protection. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And the peace song.
Family, all are we.
Imagine me and you.
Yeah.
I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the
one you love
and hold him tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime,
hello,
and you say you belong with me, and ease my mind, imagine how the world would be. So very fine, so happy together. All right, here we go.
I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, maybe the skies will be blue for all my life.
Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.
I can't see me nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life.
Me and you and me. No matter how they toss the dice, it has to be. The only one for me is you.
Thank
and
you,
you
God,
for me.
We're happy together. Happy together. How is the weather?
Ba-da-ba-ba. 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 Ba-da-ba-ba.
Uh-huh.